talking with Becky Hoggle, Vice Chairman for the Foster County Commissioners. And we're talking about the meeting from yesterday. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks, Becky, for joining us here. We appreciate it. And we want to talk about the Foster County Board of Commissioners meeting from yesterday at the courthouse. We'll just kind of run down the agenda here. Nate Munson, Road Superintendent, gave an update, department update, right?
Right. Of course, you know, we had snow again. He always does a snow count. You know, one day we had 3 inches, one day we had 2, and then we had 7. So our year-to-date total, which he tracks, is 97 inches to date. Now, he also informed us he had taken all the plows and sanders off the trucks, which I kind of laughed at that point. But, you know, I think he tries to control the weather with his with his taking his equipment off. But they're ready to start blading once the frost is out. He did give us a list of roads that are still closed. There is 6 of them, I believe. The Dover Road, Roger Lochner Road, Clark Hart Bridge, as soon as they can get some gravel and things out there. And probably that one will probably be ready in 2 weeks. First Street Southeast, 76th Avenue Northeast, the Tollefson Road, he calls it. They have some barricades and road closed signs up. And then on the golf course road, 2nd Street Northeast, there's some barricades and road closed signs up. So one road, the dump ground road, I mean, that water's gone down by the 66th Avenue Southeast. Just watching for water on the roadway because that has gone down. But and he's also been out doing dura patching. They've done 168 spots. The worst roads being the Club Hall Road and the Murphy Road. Those were in the worst shape. Then we got, they're all done with crack sealing, and the road restrictions, just a reminder that the road restrictions are still on. Then there's some stimulus money coming down from the feds, and for 2020, that first phase is required to be done on the federal aid roads, which is our 21 miles of gravel road. So that will be the project we do this year with that money. We also have out there with the townships, you know, with this share road thing we've been talking about for the last 2 years, there was a form and mapping that was given to the townships. It was due April 1st, but we've extended that, just a reminder that we've changed that date back to up to April 15th. We've only received 3 back at this time, so the other 15 townships need to send their paperwork in.
Okay. And then a blade bid too, right? Under the...
Yes, we did award the motor grader bid to... we had 4 bids we actually received, 2 different specs to meet. So we did go with the RDO bid, which is the John Deere model 772 GP. And that's the one we went with yesterday. There's some costs, you know, the costs involved. It's $368,303. But their buyback was the best. That was kind of the winning point there, which was $161,100. Trade-in was the same. And then some of the finance stuff made a difference too. So that was the winning bid.
Okay. Karen Evans, Tax Equalization, gave a Vanguard update as well, right?
Right. The tax equalization meeting started yesterday with the city of Carrington last evening. So reminder to residents, the other townships and cities have their meetings coming up, and that now because of the virus, we have to not have a physical spot where people can come in. It's all being handled by the phone. So if you want to be on that agenda, call Karen Evans at her department and she'll get you on the list, and then have the phone information. I think it might have been published in the paper or a notice went out, so that you just call in like a conference call, and you key in a number on your phone, and then you're brought into the meeting of the call. So it works pretty slick. We did that last night with our meeting again. We've tried Zoom meetings. We've tried a different type of conference call where you can actually see the people on your computer. But we're working the kinks out in that for doing it for the commissioner meeting. So last night we were just on a conference call, and it works okay. You just need to announce who you are as you speak, so you know who you're speaking to. But so just a reminder that they need, if they didn't get a chance to meet with Vanguard in person when they were here a couple of weeks ago, they do need to go to this meeting. That's their chance to follow through and come to the county board eventually as the last chance to get an adjustment made. I also want to make a comment on in the paper, there was a comment made about there were many reductions in McHenry City, but that, I think that phrase was a little misleading. What happens is, when I talked to Karen about this, for fairness across the board, there was an adjustment made for these smaller cities that don't have the amenities like Carrington has. So it's an adjustment made for that area because they're not, you know, they don't have the big grocery stores or all the other stores that they can, you know, get things, supplies and things from. So there was an adjustment made for McHenry and also for the city of Glenfield because of that. So, it's part of this formula. It's not like a reduction on each property individually and about how they're valued. So just to clarify that.
Okay. Commissioner discussion, COVID-19. Give us the latest on the COVID-19.
Okay. The county is doing virtual emergency operation centers. We're doing that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You know, with the emergency manager, all the health district, public health, the hospital, ambulances, the cities, all are present on that. And that we're doing with the virtual, you know, on our computers, and we can see who's talking. And so I asked Lisa if there were some things, you know, she talked about them in the board, but I asked her, you know, were there some things she'd like me to say to remind people? And she said she had several talking points. Residents should not have a false security due to only one positive case in the area. They need to be doing their social distancing seriously. The daily rates of positives have stayed low, largely in part to the fact that social distancing is working. Social distancing also includes picking up orders from the grocery store, the restaurants, and entering places of business. Still keep that 6 foot away from somebody else. Residents who have any respiratory symptoms need to call into their provider. They need to stay home, but they need to call in before they go to see their provider. the provider would give them instructions. Recommendations for things that should not be occurring. We shouldn't have large gatherings of people, including extended families and coworkers at home, garages, or shops. No drive-in movies, no parades or community gatherings, and church services should be by virtual. People listening on the radio or whatever. And there's a concern that residents thinking that masking means they can increase their social interactions at this time. This is the only true way to prevent COVID from spreading is the social distancing. So we're asking that residents in Foster County please abide by these rules. And the governor is on, I think, every day, like at 3 or 3:30, depending on which news station you watch. If you have a chance to listen to those, very good information comes out of his meetings every day.
Talking this morning with Becky Hoggle, Vice Chairman for the Foster County Commissioners. Becky, let's see, anything else to talk about the agenda from the meeting yesterday?
We just put off the cornice bid update with the architect just for a later date. So that project's a little bit on hold for the time being.
Okay.
And so then, that was...
Oh, what's that? Go ahead.
And the only other thing coming up, you know, they're talking about elections. You know, we have our June 9th election coming up. That is going to be by the order of the governor, going to be handled by mail ballot. There will be a mailing going out from the Secretary of State's office for the form for that. So residents should watch for that. We don't have a specific date yet when that mailing is going to occur, but I'm sure the auditor will be letting people know when to expect that. So, and I just would like to reiterate that mail balloting is very safe. It's no different than voting by absentee, which many people have done for many years. So, it is a safe way to conduct an election. We did it in the county where I came from for many, many years. And it actually, you actually do get a higher voter turnout. And there is a way to verify that ballot was, you know, issued by that person. So and then we don't have another meeting till the 21st. Still working out how we're going to do that one, if we're still going to do it by conference call or Brad's checking into some other ways
okay.
to do that. So
plan to have you on the 22nd at 7:30 again. That'd be all right?
Yes.
Now, is there a meeting today? You said something this morning, too. There might be a meeting today at 10 or something?
Yeah, the Association of Counties in Bismarck has set up a conference call with the governor. So county officials are able to call in. We had to submit our questions by 8 this morning, and I asked Lisa if there was something she wanted to ask, and so we submitted that question. You know, they did a drive-through thing over the weekend down in Slope County, which is in the southwest corner, in one little city, and that was a thing they did to do some test on a larger group of people coming through. And so that was her question, is when those results still aren't all in, because it takes the state, at that time they were only doing 180 tests a day, but Lisa said that now they are having the state labs work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they've ramped that up. And so maybe we'll have some more numbers from that project, how that worked. And so that was her question. Were they going to be doing any more of those types of things across the state once they got the results in from that and how they set that up and how it worked? So that was her question that we submitted.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, thanks, Becky, for joining us. We always appreciate it.